Einstein proved that energy and matter are interchangeable. So how does that affect your life?
It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. Delighted to be bringing you this podcast. I'm helping you if you're in business. I'm helping you if you're trying to get physically fit. I'm in the trenches with you if you're trying to save your relationship or enhance your relationship. Bottom line is, I want to work with you every day on this podcast to empower your life. And that's what it's all about. I want to remind you that it's absolutely essential to subscribe to this podcast. That way you get it every single day. Now, not every program is going to be the one you want to listen to, but at least you get the program and you got a chance to listen to it and you don't miss it, because I want to keep you abreast of all the cutting edge information as it applies to manifesting the life that you desire. So Einstein, many years ago, I think it was 1905, proved that energy and matter are interchangeable. Everything, think about this now, everything in the universe is interchangeable, because everything in the universe is made up of energy. And what does energy do? It vibrates. Everything in the universe vibrates. Things vibrate at different levels, different rates of vibration. Now, here's the thing that you got to get a handle on. You know, you slap your hand and you think, I'm solid. But the truth of the matter is, you are made up of energy. You are composed of billions and billions and trillions of electrons, miniature universes, miniature solar systems, if you will. And that's who you are. That's what you are. You are not separate from the energy matrix. You are intimately part of the energy matrix. You are vibration. That's important. All physical matter is composed of vibration. When two frequencies come together, this is important. So you've got two frequencies now. When they come together, the lower frequency rises to meet the higher frequency. That's why this program is so important. Because we don't have to empower the entire world. We just have to empower enough people. And other people around them will begin to rise in frequency. I don't know exactly what the number is, but think about this. If through this podcast, we could empower 10,000 people to be vibrating at a higher level of consciousness, and each one of those people could eventually influence even 1,000 people, it wouldn't take long before there was a ripple effect. So when you share this podcast on your Facebook or on your Twitter account or on your Google Plus account, when you share it, What you're doing is you're increasing the odds that we can reach more people with an empowering, uplifting message and thus change the vibration of the world. I'm not going to get political on you here, but here, let me just lay this on you. There are people today that believe that they don't have to invest in themselves, that they don't have to invest in their lives, that they don't have to work or put forth any effort to create the life that they desire, that somehow it should be done for them. I'm not one of those people. If we want to change the world, you change everything, whether it's a company culture, whether it's the family. You don't change it from the top down, you change it from the bottom up. But you've got to have a higher vibration at the top, pulling everything in the bottom up to the surface, raising everything in vibration. I don't mean to get too complex here. But bottom line is, when two frequencies come together, the lower frequency rises to meet the higher frequency. We can see that with a tuning fork in a piano. When the tuning fork is struck and put next to a particular string, that string will rise up in frequency to match the frequency of the tuning fork. I want you to be a tuning fork for personal empowerment. That's why I'm so crazy. Is that the word? Crazy is not a good word, but I'll use it. I'm so crazy and passionate about our Miracle Mentoring and Alchemy Life coaching course. And I'm so protective of it. I'm not just allowing everybody in. It's a tough course. But the people that come out are going to be helping others rise in frequency. They're going to be tuning forks, empowering people's lives. You know, I had a gentleman that was going to put some money into sponsoring some college students last year to intern with me and learn this program. I don't think there's a better place to donate money. And I'm not looking for donations, by the way. But I don't think there's a better place to put money than in an internship where we teach personal responsibility, personal empowerment, and the law of attraction. You show me one place. I don't think you're going to find it. It just doesn't exist. When you raise your vibration, when you begin to change your vibration from the inside out, when you alchemically transform to a higher level of consciousness, you begin to automatically attract abundance. You begin to automatically attract happiness. You begin to automatically attract more love and joy and prosperity and vibrancy and health and all the good things that people really desire. Vibration or energy, it shifts. It shifts its vibration. It shifts what it manifests into. And what causes it to shift? What causes it to change form? Your consciousness. Your consciousness determines whether it's a pay raise or an unemployment check. Your consciousness determines whether it's the most incredible marriage and love affair of your life or more sadness and despair. I gotta tell you, folks, I am absolutely fed up. I am sick with the I want to think it over crowd. I am sick of the people that say, give me a few days to think about it and make up my mind. I'm of the Andrew Carnegie school. If something is right for you, if I ask somebody, if I invite somebody into our Miracle Mentoring and Alchemy Life Coaching program, they better know within 30 seconds it's the right thing. Because if they don't know in their gut, then they're not vibrating at the level I need them at. I want creators, not followers. I want changers. I want people that are going to change their life and change other people's lives as well. I'm going to give you 14, 15. I'm going to give you 15 ways to raise your vibration right after this message on clearing your chakras. Got to get them clear. Got to get them clear. Got to get your energy field clear. Absolutely essential. If you haven't ordered the program, order it now. No more procrastination.
The quality of your life and your ability to attract everything you want depends on focus, clarity, health, and vitality. Robert Zink and Rachel Haas have developed a powerful program to clear your chakras, thus giving you the focus, clarity, health, and vitality you need to live a productive, vibrant life. Order today. The Chakra Cleaning and Mind-Body Healing Program from www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. This program cleans your energy centers, raises your vibration, and helps you to attract abundance, joy, and health. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com to get this amazing audio program and enjoy the benefits of mind-body healing today.
The first way to begin raising your personal vibration is through self-love, through self-healing, through forgiving, through nurturing yourself, through clearing yourself. That's that chakra program I was telling you about. You've got to show self-love. Secondly, it's connection with Source. I don't care whether you believe in God or Buddha or Jesus or electricity or consciousness, but you've got to connect to it. Connect to higher Source. It's absolutely essential. Number three, you need to practice twice a week minimum creative visualization. We have an outstanding program on our website at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com on creative visualization. Use it twice a week. Employ it. Put it to work for you. Make it happen. Change your reality. Raise your vibration. Number four, clearing your chakras. We just talked about that, but that's absolutely essential. Got to have your energy field clear. Five, taking action. 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 Did I say it enough? Taking action means I'm not taking action next week. It means I'm doing it now. Number six, knowledge. Specialized knowledge. If you're a doctor, you want to know everything there is to know about being a good doctor. If you're a mechanic, you want to know everything there is about fixing a person's car. You need the knowledge that you use in your profession. Number seven, say this incantation right now. I command my subconscious mind. Say it. I command my subconscious mind to open up to unlimited beliefs about myself. I command my subconscious mind to open up or to awaken to unlimited beliefs about myself, my potential, and my personal power. I want you to have a no-holds-barred, unlimited belief system. I'm serious. That'll raise your vibration. Number eight, come on. Get out the list of people that you need to forgive. One at a time, forgive them. Forgive them. I love you. I forgive you. I'm sorry that things happened between us. I wish you well. If you can take physical action, do it. If not, do it in your soul and in your mind. Number nine, service to others. Find some way to serve other people. You know, you don't have to join a club. No, you don't have to do that. You can just drive around town with bottles of water in the back of your car, giving them out to the homeless. There's a lot of ways to serve. Number 10, gratitude every day. I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful. I was thankful. Last night I was going to do some gratitude work, and I was thankful for a puppy dog that I had when I was a kid. Be thankful for everything that happens in your life. Total gratitude. Number 11, surround yourself with art that inspires you, but find your own method of art. Now, for me, it's I'm into this crazy hobby of collecting holiday blow molds. If you have some, call me. But, you know, I just want 1,000 blow molds in my yard, all lit up in the middle of winter, with every kind of uplifting. I want children to come by and look at my place and go, wow, that must be the North Pole. That must be where Santa Claus lives. That's my art. You know, what's your art? Do you paint? Do you draw? Throw yourself into some form of creative process. Number 12, meditation and ritual. As a imperator of the Golden Dawn, we teach ritual work, ritual meditation. But there are many forms of meditation. Engage in one. Okay? Find one that works for you and employ it. Number 13, surround yourself with uplifting, empowering music. Number 14, exercise. Move your booty. What do they say? They don't say move your booty. They say shake your booty. But get your booty moving. Get your body in action, in movement. Okay? And finally, this is the most important. Dedicate your life to something bigger than yourself. That can be your children or your legacy. It can be the books you're writing. It can be the monument you're creating. You know, the great Danny Thomas, phenomenal comedian who became super successful as a comedian, had his own TV show in the 50s and early 60s, Make Room for Daddy. He was crying in his bathroom, living over a small hotel where he was a comedian, making just enough money to have a roof over his head and a little bit of food. And Christmas time came. And they had been struggling for years and years. And he began crying. He looked at his little daughter and his family and his wife. They were wearing rags. They didn't have new clothing. They didn't have a gift under the tree. They didn't even have a tree. And he began sobbing. And he went in the bathroom. He felt very close to St. Jude. And he began praying to St. Jude. And he said, St. Jude, if you will help me with my career, if you'll give me a sign that I'm on the right path with my career, I will build you a monument that the world will recognize. And it was almost shortly after that, that breakdown on Christmas Eve, it was very shortly after that that he got offers to do television, to do bigger nightclubs, Las Vegas. Danny Thomas became a household word in the United States. And he built a shrine to St. Jude, St. Jude's Children's Hospital. Do something bigger than yourself. Focus your life on something beyond your life. I love you. I know you're special. You know you're special. Make this a special day. Get out there and help somebody. Do something special for someone. Pay it forward. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.